This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
And this rant is brought to you by Bennett's Restaurants. Get there this weekend for the weekend brunch, the weekend prime rib. Go to bennettsrestaurants.com. You can make a reservation, check out the menu and more. Three locations, Sacramento, Roseville, Rockland. Bennett's Restaurants, bennettsrestaurants.com. Well, the Kings did it again last night. They lost to the worst team in the NBA, the Washington Wizards. Remember, earlier in the year, the Kings lost to the Detroit Pistons at home when they had the worst record in the NBA. The Wizards entered play with only 11 wins. They had dropped 21 of their previous 23 games. Didn't matter. They beat the Kings 109 to 102. With the loss, Sacramento goes from 6th to 8th in the West. And here's the reality of the situation right now. Without Kevin Huerter, who may be out for the rest of the year, without Trey Lyles, who's not close to coming back, and to a degree, Sasha Vezenkov, who has not played in a long time, the Kings are no longer a threat from three. They are very limited offensively from their bread and butter, which is the three-point shot. Now, you could also say, well, they play to the level of their competition. If that's the case, the good news is, other than Portland in the last game of the year, the Kings really don't have games against what you would call bad teams. They play Orlando tomorrow, then they go home and play Philadelphia and back-to-back against the Mavs. So if you are looking at this as glass half full, I guess that's a positive because you don't have to worry about playing the Wizards, the Pistons, the Hornets, you know, teams like that anymore. They're off the schedule. So here we go. 13 games left. The Kings are currently eighth, and last night may very well indeed end up costing the Kings a top six spot in the Western Conference, which means they would have to be in the play-in. This thing is going down to the wire, that is for sure. And as we sit here in the latter part of March, I still do not know who the real Sacramento Kings are. And that's my rant for today.